Hey, Fritz behind the glass.
And Bumgarner rakes.
You can't hit.
Come on, man.
Arrieta and Bumgarner both hitting?
Nah, I stop mentioning Jake.
He's not going anywhere. This is what happens when you sign over-the-hill pitchers and they don't go anywhere.
Oh my God.
They stay here. They're stuck. You have to pay them in their own rotation. They pitch 30 times a year, and it's infuriating. Again, I would take Madison Bumgarner, and I think the Phillies could get one of these guys. That leads us right into a little hot stove check-in, which did Robbie E. do a hot stove check-in last night?
Yeah, I made sure he did it.
Okay.
He knew that it was a staple of the evening.
Okay,
show,
good. So I'm glad last night the audience got a hot stove check-in, but I haven't done one now in a couple nights. So
let's okay? I just want to make sure you're doing okay.
I was like twitching.
Last night. You needed the hot stove.
Yeah, like 9.
You were getting a little cold because you needed the hot stove.
There you go.
Hey,
that should be our drop. You know, or kind of an intro, which we don't have.
No, we still haven't gotten that.
Yeah, it's
Sludge quit and left us. So,
well, the winter meetings start next week. It's only the biggest baseball week of the offseason. I'm sure we'll have something in place by then when we get to the hot stove check-in for next week. Here's what we got going on. I'm going to get to this sound in a second. Really interesting from Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia. But here's the big things going on. We mentioned trade rumors. Madison Bumgarner stuff is out there. Robbie Ray is out there. I would take either. I like the idea of Ray better for the long term for the Phillies. But that's out there potential. Here's what's happened. Nathan Eovaldi off the board, which I'm glad the Phillies didn't make a mistake on him.
Yeah, it's a good call.
4 years, 67 and a half back to Boston.
Better deal, that or Corbin?
Corbin.
Because you expect the first 3 years to be good still?
Yeah, I think he'll be really good in the beginning. Nathan Eovaldi is just the biggest tease. He's been that since he was a kid. I mean,
sounds like another lefty from Arizona.
But yeah, guess what? Nathan Eovaldi has never had a season like Robbie Ray had last year. Never. Never. All he does is once in a while he has a game like the World Series this year or a stretch of games like, oh, wow, Nathan Eovaldi's figured it out. And then you look up at the end of the year and it's like, he was all right. He didn't really strike. There was 102. He doesn't strike anybody out. How do you do that? So I think the Red Sox are banking on what he was in the playoffs continuing for the rest of his career, or at least the next stretch of his career. I'm skeptical on Nathan Eovaldi. But there's a lot of pitching rumors out there. Phillies, apparently, as the free agent market pares itself down a little bit, Jay Happ, maybe. Dallas Keuchel, maybe. I like Charlie Morton of the available pitchers left. We're talking about the free agent market, not trades. Charlie Morton, I would rather sign than giving Dallas Keuchel a big deal. I think you get Charlie Morton for 1 or 2 years. And he mentioned in September that his wife, I believe, was pregnant with their fourth child. She has family in Delaware. And he kind of alluded to, hey, it might be her call. And just being someone who has two kids and has had two babies, being in Houston when your wife's in Delaware, your wife's family's in Delaware, that's probably not going to work. So I don't know where Charlie Morton goes, but there's that logical step towards, hey, the Phillies are close to Delaware. Hey, I've been here before. You know, Matt Klentak likes him because he signed him a couple of years ago before Charlie Morton became Charlie Morton. So that's something to keep an eye on as the winter meetings start next week. The big thing that happened last night, Paul Goldschmidt got traded to the St. Louis Cardinals, which, you know, we've been talking about how the NL East is just ramping up with the Mets, who have improved and keep looking like they're going to try to continue to improve for next year. The Braves are the best team based on last year. The Nationals signed Patrick Corbin and a couple of catchers. We'll see what they do on Harper, but they're going to be good either way, even if Harper leaves, because they have so much there. But the National League in general is going to be really good. Like the playoff race for the NL next year could include 4 NL East teams, if we assume the Phillies will continue to add, the 3 NL Central teams from last year, and one of them just got a lot better with the Cardinals getting Paul Goldschmidt, and then you still have the Dodgers just kind of as the class of the West, and the Rockies who will be in the race as well. That's a lot of teams. You got 2, 3, 4. I mean, you got 7 teams that all could win, or you think they could win 90 games. That's going to make for a fun playoff race. But the Cardinals, look, it's like the Bumgarner thing. It's 1 year. They get a 1 year trial run before they have to figure out if they're going to sign him or not. But Paul Goldschmidt, it's like the most underrated superstar in the sport. He's an incredible player, and he makes the Cardinals better. So that went down last night. Winter meetings start next week. Here's the trade stuff for the Phillies, though, with pitchers. The Indians re-signed Carlos Carrasco, so that's off the board. Trevor Bauer, maybe. Corey Kluber, maybe. Ray Bumgarner, those seem like the names we're going to hear about over the next week. But I want to play this for you. So Jim Salisbury today, earlier this evening was on NBC Sports Philadelphia. This is a good little thing to keep in the back of your mind as the winter meetings get set to go. I'm sure Klentak and those guys are going to fly out, you know, the end of this weekend to go to Las Vegas. Here is Jim Salisbury talking about the Phillies, what maybe the biggest pursuit is, and how the dominoes could fall afterwards.
I think that outfield is in flux, but I believe it's going to change. I believe they're going to add a piece out there. Not sure it's going to be Harper. I think they're going to have those conversations with Scott Boras, his agent. I'm sure they already have. But I think Manny Machado at third base is a target. And I think Michael Brantley in the outfield might be maybe even more realistic than a Bryce Harper.
Well, there you go. It feels like, at least if Jim Salisbury is right, and this is the, what, third time or second time he has alluded to this in the last week or so? He had his podcast, it is with Corey Seidman, where he said he still thought that Machado was target number one. He also has mentioned it in print on the NBC Sports Philadelphia website, and now here on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Philly Sports Talk, whatever the show was. So it's three times now, and I think we all respect the work that Jim does, and we always enjoy when he comes on the show and gives us whatever insight he has. He seems to really think Machado is the first choice. I think it's a mistake if that's the way the Phillies go. It's hard to say it's a colossal mistake because I think both these guys are on the path to the Hall of Fame. So if you get one, I really think the fan base is kind of settled into get one. I think we all have a preference, but get one. And if you get one, you can build a winning team around that player. That's the way I feel. That if they walk out with Machado, I'm not going to just kick and throw things. Say, they're just ridiculous. But I do think it's a mistake. I think if they could have their pick, and judging by the money they seem to want to throw around, they probably could have their pick if they pursued this guy more than the other. But I'd rather Bryce Harper. If they do go with Manny Machado, though, Michael Brantley fits from this perspective. It kind of fits along with the Gene Segura thing. These guys don't strike out. They are really professional hitters. You're adding 200-300-ish kind of hitters if you get Gene Segura, which you have. And you add Michael Brantley to the mix. You're changing the dynamic of the Phillies offense a little bit heading into next year. And really, Machado doesn't strike out much either. He's dropped his strikeout rate as the years have gone on. So for a team last year that struck out a franchise record time struck out last season, if they do go with the Brantley-Machado route and they have Segura now, they're going to just those three will just chop their strikeout rate down by a lot. And then you have two outfield spots to play with.
Yeah, it's nice to see them kind of change their philosophy. I don't want to get married to the launch angle stuff because I don't think it works in the playoffs. And
like the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yeah, like they're easy. When you watch those games, you kind of knew that there was a kryptonite to each one of those teams. Mm-hmm.
And the hard throwing strikeout pitchers.
Yeah, if you throw 98, if you throw 97 plus up in the zone, it's hard to hit that if you're a launch angle guy. So
Eovaldi's only good in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why Robbie Ray would be great in the playoffs.
That's why you want to get him. Bumgarner was pretty good in the playoffs too, but
somewhat.
Yeah, he's had his moments.
He's okay. If you had a pick, peak this guy of the last 20 years, Curt Schilling or Madison Bumgarner in a must-win game.
Schilling, but it's close.
It is close.
Bumgarner probably hasn't beat just by the numbers. I haven't looked.
But maybe numbers wise, but Schilling definitely pitched more in the postseason.
Yeah, right. Because Bumgarner had what, three runs? The three World Series, 14, 12,
2014, 10. I don't know if Schilling ever really got to that level. Maybe 0-1 Schilling.
Yeah, 0-1 Schilling was insane. I mean, obviously 0-4, what he did with the bloody sock. They're the two best big game pitchers we've seen. I mean, Mariano Rivera, but that's a different kind of thing.
Andy Pettit, get out.
Andy Pettit was pretty good, not on their level.
No, he wasn't.
Pretty good, not on their level. Those guys were amazing. Look, if they can get Bumgarner, a week from now, the Phillies are going to look different, and I don't know how they're going to look. And I don't know if that means Machado and or Harper signs at the winter meetings. One of them could. They both could drag it out. But I my mind has not changed here. I'd rather have Harper. And I still think the Yankees and Phillies are going to get one of the two of these guys. I believe the Yankees still dictate this more than the Phillies. If the Yankees want Manny Machado, I think they're going to get Manny Machado and the Phillies are going to get Bryce Harper. If the Yankees don't really want Manny Machado, all that stuff that Salisbury has been saying makes me think the Phillies have now place Machado above Harper. We'll see. It's coming up Sunday night. Everyone arrives by Monday. The winter meetings start out in Las Vegas. We'll get into a lot of that.